Hello, everyone. Today's devotion is from Revelation chapter 18. Again, that's Revelation chapter 18, and I'll read that for us. After this, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was made bright with his glory. And he called out with a mighty voice, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a dwelling place for demons, a haunt for every unclean spirit, a haunt for every unclean bird, a haunt for every unclean and detestable beast. For all nations have drunk the wine of the passion of her sexual immorality, and the kings of the earth have committed immorality with her, and the merchants of the earth have grown rich from the power of her luxurious living." Then I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, lest you take part in her sins, lest you share in her plagues. For her sins are heaped high as heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Pay her back as she herself has paid back others, and repay her double for her deeds. Mix a double portion for her in the cup she mixed. As she glorified herself and lived in luxury, so give her a like measure of torment and mourning, since in her heart she says, 'I sit as a queen, I am no widow, and mourning I shall never see.' For this reason, her plagues will come in a single day, death and mourning and famine, and she will be burned up with fire, for mighty is the Lord God who has judged her. And the kings of the earth who committed sexual immorality and lived in luxury with her will weep and wail over her when they see the smoke of her burning. They will stand far off in fear of her torment and say, 'Alas, alas, you great city, you mighty city, Babylon, for in a single hour your judgment has come.' And the merchants of the earth weep and mourn for her, since no one buys their cargo anymore. Cargo of gold, silver, jewels, pearls, fine linen, purple cloth, silk, scarlet cloth, all kinds of scented wood, all kinds of articles of ivory, all kinds of articles of costly wood, bronze, iron, marble, cinnamon, spice, incense, myrrh, frankincense, wine, oil, fine flour, wheat, cattle and sheep, horses and chariots, and slaves, that is, human souls. The fruit for which your soul longed has gone from you, and all your delicacies and your splendors are lost to you, never to be found again. The merchants of these wares, who gained wealth from her, will stand far off in fear of her torment, weeping and mourning aloud, 'Alas, alas, for the great city that was clothed in fine linen, in purple and scarlet, adorned with gold, with jewels, and with pearls. For in a single hour, all this wealth has been laid waste.' And all shipmasters and seafaring men, sailors, and all whose trade is on the sea, stood far off and cried out as they saw the smoke of her burning, 'What city was like the great city?' And they threw dust on their heads as they wept and mourned, crying out, 'Alas, alas, for the great city where all who had ships at sea grew rich by her wealth, for in a single hour she has been laid waste. Rejoice over her, O heaven, and you saints and apostles and prophets, for God has given judgment for you against her.' Then a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, 'So will Babylon, the great city, be thrown down with violence and will be found no more. And the sound of harpists and musicians, of flute players and trumpeters will be heard in you no more. And a craftsman of any craft will be found in you no more. And the sound of the mill will be heard in you no more. And the light of a lamp will shine in you no more. And the voice of bridegroom and bride will be heard in you no more. For your merchants were the great ones of the earth, and all nations were deceived by your sorcery. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all who have been slain on earth." Amen. In this chapter, we see the destruction of Babylon. Perhaps this is not the literal city of Babylon that John is talking about, although it could be one of many. But Babylon, in this context, was more likely a representation of all cities and nations, past, present, and future, with great military and economic power that are engulfed in their own sin. Throughout the Bible, the city of Babylon is associated with evil, lust, greed, and the persecution of the people of God. And these are the kinds of peoples and nations that Babylon represents in this chapter. So throughout this devotion, I'll be referring to the city of Babylon, but really I mean all nations and peoples that are like Babylon. The angel who appears in this chapter declares in verse 2, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great." These people, these nations that have indulged and found no limit in their self-centeredness, idolatry, and immorality, finally come to the end of the rope. Justice is here. And throughout this chapter, we see three different groups of people reacting to the downfall of Babylon. We have the kings of the earth who committed sexual immorality and lived in luxury with Babylon. We have the merchants who gained wealth from the commerce they had with Babylon. And we also have the shipmasters and sailors who also grew rich through Babylon's wealth. And observing the fall of the city of Babylon, these three groups of people mourn and they wonder at how quickly the seemingly lofty strongholds of Babylon are destroyed. The phrase that's repeated three times throughout this chapter is, "For in a single hour." Verse 10, "For in a single hour, your judgment has come." Verse 17, "For in a single hour, all this wealth has been laid waste." Verse 19, "For in a single hour, she has been laid waste." In a single hour, Babylon, however rich and mighty it may have seemed, only lasted for so long. When the judgment of God comes, the riches and might of Babylon is total child's play and destroyed in an instant. Generation after generation after generation of building up themselves, and yet every sinful effort is thwarted just like that in an instant. The theme that we see here in Revelation chapter 18 is how fleeting and short-lived the sinful efforts of the wicked are. At any moment in time, there is always a quote-unquote Babylon. These can range from actual powerful wicked nations, or even on a much smaller scale, some sort of wickedness we experience in our lives living in a broken world. The wicked, however much they might seem like they have power in a given time, will never wield that power for very long. The power of God, displayed through his judgment on the wicked, will completely and very swiftly dominate over evil. The future of Babylon, the future of the wicked, is bleak. There is no hope. There is no light waiting for them. So because of this, we see in verse 4 that a voice from heaven calls out to the chosen people of God, saying, "Come out of her, my people, lest you take part in her sins, lest you share in her plagues. For her sins are heaped high as heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities." Fortunately, for those who are a part of the family of God, God does not remember our iniquities because of what Christ has done for us on the cross. But here we read a particularly scary reality that's waiting for Babylon. It says, God has remembered her iniquities. So judgment will come. In light of today's passage, let's be in awe of the holy, perfect justice of God. Perhaps after reading a passage like this, there's a bit of fear from the destructive language that's used to describe the demise of the wicked. And maybe a healthy amount of fear to wonder at God's holiness is a good thing. Just like how the voice warns the people of God in verses 4 to 8, let's allow this holy fear to strike us, to walk and live as far away from the line of wickedness as possible, to not take part in Babylon's sins, to not identify and share in these things that are displeasing to God. And let's also not ever forget that because of Christ, we are totally, rightfully secure on the side away from judgment. For that, let's give thanks to God. Let's pray. Lord, how awesome are your works, your righteousness, your holiness, your perfect judgment is so grand and can't be fully understood with our limited minds. And yet, Lord, you reveal glimpses of it to us through your word. God, I pray for a revitalized holy fear in each of us, a holy fear that compels us to stay within your bounds, within your embrace, to not stray away and fall into the lure of plagues and sins of Babylon. You call your children out of the darkness. You warn us, Lord, of the hopeless doom that is to follow those who refuse you. So, Lord, may we take heart, and may we take to heart, may it fuel us to proclaim the good news of Jesus all the more. May it fuel us, Lord, to love our neighbors as ourselves all the more. May it keep us tethered to you all the more. So, Lord, we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.